As entrepreneurs, we want to build amazing businesses, remarkable businesses. But to do that, we've got to have the right team around us. And one of the most powerful parts of that, if you're the entrepreneur, the subject matter expert, you've got to have somebody who's your COO, integrator, or coach, but somebody there to help you really get focused in and apply the great insights that you have to achieve remarkable value for your clients and your customers. And so many of us struggle with this. Today, I have a 2-4. I have an amazing, remarkable individual who has done just that over the last 15 years, building a tremendous business. And she's going to share with you how she has been able to add value there, lessons learned, and how you can have the energy and work with these individuals to really make a huge difference. So stay tuned.
Ordinary success? No way. You want amazing, remarkable, exceptional breakthroughs. Dig deep, think bold, drive hard. Watch yourself soar beyond your dreams. AESNation.com.
Kathy, I am so excited to have you here with us today. You and I have known each other for about 4 years. We're both in the Genius Network Mastermind Group with Joe Polish. And first of all, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, John. I'm kind of excited to be here.
Kathy, you're one of those that is in our group that is very much on all the time. And I mean, you and I probably talk as much as anybody in the group because we're so passionate about helping people really be all they're capable of being. And you've been doing it with Z Health, and we'll get into that kind of business. But what I want to do is where I think this will be really valuable for, and it has been for me, so I want to share your message with everyone else, is how you really help the subject matter experts, the entrepreneurs, the business owners, because you are one as well, but to help them have the energy so they can be fully engaged and then from a professional standpoint, really focus in their energies to accomplish amazing things. But before we do that, I want to get a little background. Kathy, how did you get to where you are today?
Oh my, well, back, no. How did I get to where I am today? Pretty strong determination. I remember in high school, one of the things that I always knew I could do was just go out running. And every day that I would go running, I always had to take one step further each day than I had the day before. I didn't have to run a long distance further, but every single day I had to at least take one step more. And that's kind of been a driving theme in my life. Everything that I do, I have to do at least one more because there's just that sense of you're not done. You can always make it bigger or make it better or perfect it. So I think that's part of how I am, is just that. And then the ability to look at people around me and see how skilled they are and how much they have inside them, if they have a good coach to help them bring it out. And it's that driving desire to see help people succeed and see them succeed. Why I am where I am.
Well, I see that. I'm kind of the same way I think a lot of entrepreneurs are, is, it's so easy to turn off the lights, turn the key to the building, what have you. But I always make it, one more thing. You got to do one more thing. And and it's amazing what can happen. Kathy, what I want to do is, because it's unique that you work with individuals both, or entrepreneurs, both on the professional side and the personal side. And I don't know if you even know this. I mean, you and your partner, Eric Cobb, the bad thing about hanging out at Genius Network, I had to lose 35 pounds, start getting in shape. There's too many healthy people there. And one of the things that you find is there's a huge amount of energy. And you guys do it different than everyone else. And what I'd love to do is break it out and have you share with us, as entrepreneurs, what can we do to really, I always think of it as the corporate athlete, if you will, that, so often Jim Lohr, Human Performance Institute, brought that up to me one time. And he goes, John, as athletes, what we do is that we're typically somewhere around 90% plus training and then 10% doing. On the corporate side, we do, you know, for the most part, almost no, I'm going to go 10% training, exercise, getting ourselves in shape, but we're doing. And, you know, a lot of people break down. Kathy, how can, you know, some simple lessons here, you know, with the time that we have, you know, how could you help other entrepreneurs focus in on their health so they have the energy to be fully engaged?
Probably I would break it down from a personal perspective. As an entrepreneur, focusing on your business, you got 90% of you going on to your business, that last 10% has to be really, almost has to be that Amex black card. It has to be so high value, you can't go wrong. So for us, what we would teach our clients is you have to have three things. You have to be able to see well, balance well, move well. And with all the latest brain science that we now understand, helping your vision continue to improve, helping your balance continue to improve, and your movement, those can be done in seconds at a time, not hours at the gym. And so most of the time it's knowing, how do I get up from my computer and spend 60 seconds in an hour training my vision, training my balance, and actually just moving? So I think that's where a lot of my energy comes from, is that constant application of, I've got 10% of my time from an entrepreneurial business perspective. That's what I've got to give it. So it's got to be a high payoff. So those are the three things that we focus on primarily.
I don't know if it was you, Kathy, or someone else that was giving me kind of the rules on balance. And as we get older, our balance goes away, you know, not goes away, becomes less. And I think the simple test that somebody told me was to stand up on one leg, whatever you're right-handed, you stand up on that leg and you lift your foot with your eyes closed. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's not, you know, a hard task at all. But the progression over age of the average person, the amount of time, balance-wise, it deteriorates like crazy. I was surprised with that.
The really coolest thing, if I can just be honest with you, is it doesn't have to. Full stop. Our vision doesn't have to deteriorate like we think it does, like popular knowledge has led us to believe. Vision doesn't have to deteriorate, and neither does balance, and neither does strength. All of those movements and those things can be trained on a daily basis and maintained and, in fact, improved upon as we age, because all of those are skills that live in the brain, not at the actual visual and balance level that we think. So all of those are trainable skills until we're dead. It's a terrible saying maybe, but I always like to say modern neuroscience kind of proves to us, if you're not dead, you're not done. So no, if your balance is degrading, you can actually correct it and improve it no matter how old you are.
I think that's one of the things for all of us. I mean, it's pretty easy to kind of give up, you know, as we run into health challenges and so on. And I had, last year I had walking pneumonia, which was kind of a big wake-up call. I had not been sick, really, you know, to my knowledge, in the last 20 years for more than a cold. And that just hit me so hard. I was really not able to do anything for about 2 weeks. And it was kind of like, okay, that's one of the motivations to lose the weight beyond the hanging out with all you very healthy people. But it was also just kind of some of the things you could do. And as I did that, you know, I found, Kathy, my vision, I had a vision test recently. My vision's improved fairly significantly. The balance, I'm actually very active on, and I've got a trainer working with me on the movement. And what I find is that just makes it, I'm 59, just about ready to turn 60. You know, it's just, if I want to have, I want to live long enough to take advantage of all this longevity stuff that's coming down the way.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Life is really good. And I was skiing the other day, and it was with an 83-year-old fellow who, I'm a pretty good skier, and he was much better than me, better dressed and better skier, top real estate developer, you know, in the States here. And it's just, you know, a lot of this, I don't know if it's optional, but boy, we do have a lot of ability to really make that energy. And if we're going to be successful entrepreneurs, it's so easy to get caught up in the business running and let our health deteriorate. Mm-hmm. What do you see as, you know, if you're going to go and help fellow entrepreneurs, what would be the best way for them to get started on this journey?
As far as health or as far as business?
Let's stay on health and then we'll go to business.
Okay. Again, I mean, if I can tell you, I would recommend something we call the Vision Gym, because it's almost like vision hygiene. I wouldn't get up and go outside my house and go to a business meeting without my shower and my preparation, brushing my teeth, flossing, those basic things. Well, our vision and our balance and our movement all need that typical daily personal hygiene. And so being able to integrate short, fast exercises that actually take care of my eyes every day. I keep going like this, like I'm rubbing them, but take care of my vision every day. And we're talking like seconds to a minute or two at a time, not hours. And that's what's the critical difference is vision training and balance training are such high payoff training drills that 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 minutes at a time is what's going to get the job done to allow me to do, to have the professional energy I want to think clearly in my business. So there are a whole lot of visual skills that can be trained. And most people think, when they think about vision, they only think about 20/20. Can I see it at 20 feet what everybody else can see at 20 feet? Vision is much more complex than that. It has to do with simple things like, can I see an object when it's moving? Can I track it when it's coming closer? Can I track it when it's going far away? What if I'm moving and the object is moving? Can I bounce my vision back and forth and remain stable? Can I balance and see well while I do these things? And they're such simple life skills that we don't think about them until they start to deteriorate. And if you're doing them as part of personal hygiene, then they're just that daily practice. So go ahead.
No, I love working them into a routine because, you know, it's not, I mean, I would be one of the first guys, if you could take the magic pill, take it and not have to, or pay someone like you to, you know, Kathy, go out and exercise for me today. I really want a hard workout. But since we can't do that, having, you know, developing those routines and habits is the only way that I've found it to work for me.
Yeah. And most of the time, what we're going to usually encourage you to do is attach them to something that you already do. Because anytime you're going to add something that you have to think about, like if I'm going to suddenly add flossing to my routine, I have no reason to remember that. I have good intentions, but I have no reason to remember that. And I can't just, like in the willpower instinct, I can't just willpower my way into doing something different. I actually have to have things that make me better, help me remember to do things differently. So if I'm going to add something like a vision drill or a balance drill into my day, I have to link it to something else that I do no matter what. So as silly as this sounds for me, I start my vision drills each day in the shower while I'm getting ready because that's where I can do my basic vision training at the same time I'm washing my hair or whatever. So it has to be attached to something we already do that will, that payoff is already there.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, and entrepreneurs love multitasking as well.
So it's
so you know, if we can do that and attach it, but let's change subjects. We, you know, now we're full of energy. We're raring to go. We're going to make a difference. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, we've got this great vision that we want to do, but oftentimes you and I have been in many meetings where there's some pretty frustrated entrepreneurs and they're not realizing their dreams. They're not making that dent in the universe. As Steve Jobs talks about, they're pretty frustrated. What are some of the lessons that you've learned in helping entrepreneurs really capture, you know, their insights and put it into action?
Probably the biggest one, in my opinion, is because I do believe that entrepreneurs, successful and those that are dreaming about that big success, I believe they actually do have the knowledge and the skill within them. The mistake I think we make is not hiring a coach or not finding a coach to help partner with what's inside me to draw it out. Tom Landry has a quote, a coach is someone, and I hope I get this close to right, a coach is someone who helps you see what you don't want to see and hear what you don't want to hear so that you can be the person you always knew you could be. Really good coaching is hard to come by because lots of people think, well, I've done it so I can tell you how to do it. It's much more than that. The ability to actually ask really good questions, to listen really carefully, because the answer, again, modern neuroscience tells us we believe what comes out of our own brain. we believe what comes out of our mouth, not what someone else tells us. So if I tell you, John, here's what's going to like accelerate your business, this is what's going to make it happen for you, some part of your brain's going, I'm sorry, don't tell me what to do. Even if you agree with me, it's called the rat brain. I'm telling you the right thing to do, and your brain's going, uh-uh, don't do that to me, even if you ask my advice. So a really good coach has the ability to ask the question so that that stuff that's inside you has the ability to come out and be crystal clear and give you a focused direction to get things done. And I guess a final piece to that is, if as a coach, I can ask you the best questions, get you to lay it out as to what your next action items are, the brain has the ability to then zero in on that target. And because it's a predictable target, we can hit it. So
no,
those are the things I think of.
Well, let's go a little deeper on that, Kathy. So, okay. You know, what I find, you know, great coaches, what they can do pretty quickly is help you get clarity around the vision, get it out of your mind. And then they can go ahead and really help you quantify, okay, if that vision is going to happen, what are the goals? I mean, what does that mean? How do you get from vision, goals, to really the action steps that you need to take to make this all real?
I think the first part, and this is something you and I have talked about before, that idea that as an entrepreneur, we often start out as that rugged individualist, as Dan Sullivan says, and that idea that I've got to do it all. I've got to, and it's always running on my desktop, my memory desktop that keeps me up at night. Oh, wait, I have to take out this, and I have to do this, and I have to send this email, and I have to order this, and I have to do this. It just takes up our working memory and in essence wastes, it burns through our energy each day. So as a good coach, the ability to first sit down with another entrepreneur or another client and say, let's get all that out of your head. First, let's get that out of there. Now, of that, you have a special unique ability. And of that unique ability, what is it your job to do as the entrepreneur? And so then you start funneling it down. If your job is the entrepreneur, because you're the only one in your business that can do this, let's focus on that. Now within that, what is your goal for your business within that? And as entrepreneurs, we have a tendency to dream really big. And so we need someone else asking us the questions of, how do I take a principle and turn it into an action? It's one thing, for example, if I say, you know what? You can do it in health or business. I want to lose 10 pounds. Nice. That's a nice principle. How and when and where and what and why? Completely different question. It's not enough to state as a principle what I want to do. Oh, I want to grow my business 10x this year. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a great pie in the sky idea. Unless you have an actionable item of what to do next. And so from the let's get all that out of your head, let's now actually take it apart and go, which part of that is your action to take? Now, of the actions that are yours to take, what's the very first action item step to make that happen? And so we make the joke in fitness, you know, if someone comes to me and they say, hey, Kathy, I want to get in shape. Okay, what shape do you want to be? Round is a shape. So how much clarity can I define the actual goal that an entrepreneur has? And the closer I can define it, the more the brain can zero in on it and get it done.
Does that make sense? Oh, it does. And you know, I found that over and over again. When you know, the entrepreneur gets clarity, you get clear on the vision that you want to have, you got the goals, and then the action steps. And particularly, this is such a big opportunity to involve your senior team, to enroll them to get the best ideas. Because as you said, is that you know, most of us are not good at everything. And even though entrepreneurs, sometimes we think we are, and we have some unique abilities, and we've got some really, if we have a good senior team, we've got a great team that we can really delegate and give ownership to those, you know, someone else, that they'll do a better job. They'll allow us to take advantage of our unique abilities and really provide, you know, everyone a much better quality of life. So it's a great way of really getting things going.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, within a team, you have that driving entrepreneur. And as you said, you have that entrepreneur that hopefully sits beside them and helps pull some of those ideas out and get things done and drive things forward. And then within that team, I love the team that I work with currently. And I am so thankful that each one of them does the job they do. Because I know for sure, that if I had to do the accounting job, we'd have a problem. If I had to do the tech job, we'd have a problem. There's so many pieces of the job that are backstage work that make the front stage shine. And getting those things out of the entrepreneur's way, oh, they're key to getting things done quickly.
No, and it is. I find that. I mean, I really love technology. I love that, you know, you and I are you're in Phoenix, aren't you?
Currently, I'm in Northern California.
Okay, so we're close by. I'm in Silicon Valley, but you know, this is the amazing thing. You know, today's technology, we can have a great conversation, whether we're, you know, halfway around the world or right next door, we can have our tech people put these together, get the message out. And it's amazing how much can be accomplished once you get clarity on the vision and then have the right team in place and let, you know, you stay on the right side of the line as the entrepreneur, that you don't try to cross back and forth, because it makes it extremely difficult for all the entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And that's where that coaching comes in. To keep you on the right side of the line, you know, to help you do what you do best so that they can do what they do best.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. And, you know, Kathy, when I see, you know, as you're pulling these together, I mean, we've got the health side and we've got the professional side. Give me an example, you know, when someone that you've seen kind of just probably not on, you know, it would have been someone who's not having as much success. I mean, a lot of times you kind of reach that, you know, ceiling of complexity, if you will, that you've got a business that is doing pretty well. It's successful. Everybody sees you as the entrepreneur and they're saying, boy, he or she is really successful. And they may even look healthy, but neither of those are true. And, you know, how would someone like that dive into fast action? Because all of a sudden they're to me, some of the best entrepreneurs, where they make that big curve up, that knee of the curve, where they really accelerate their growth, is where they're frustrated. They know they're capable of a lot more. They've hit the ceiling, maybe on health and also on their business. We don't want them to wait for the heart attack or for their business to start going under before they start really going. How can they jumpstart it?
I think Dan Sullivan comes to mind a lot in things like this, because there's, and so does Peter Diamandis, in that idea that there's either a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset. And Dan Sullivan's idea of, you know, the skills that got you out of Egypt aren't going to get you into the promised land. And we say things all the time, we do things all the time that have built our business to this level. And we have habituated those patterns so that we're comfortable with them. So as a human, that's what our brain wants to do. It wants to habituate a pattern to get things done quickly. So our business has gotten to this level because this is what we've done. And now we've maxed out our energy, our resources, our time, our family, our friends. We've maxed out everything possible. And so what's going to take us to that next level and being able to break through it is literally the ability to let go of something and do something different. Unfortunately, our brain doesn't really necessarily like to do something different. And so from a neuroplasticity perspective, the brain's ability to change, we almost have to look at what's called metaplasticity, and that change of change. So if our brain wants to make habits of things, we have to have the ability to go, this is what I've always done. If I'm going to break through, I have to find one small action item that doesn't freak me out, that I know will bring me success. And this is something that the reason we have such success with clients and entrepreneurs, and the reason I do, is because in essence, you challenge a really great entrepreneur or coach, you challenge their work ethic. And their work ethic is to just drive, 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 get it done, get it done, get it done. And because they've habituated it, how do you add one more thing that's going to end up being a high payoff that will give them success very quickly? It sounds really simple and silly, but after an interview and after questioning an entrepreneur and after literally listing out where is it you want to go and how are we going to get you there, you find something that is almost, it's almost would be considered insulting to them, because it's like, what is that? So if I want my health to be better, I've got to put my shoes by my bed at night? Really? That's so stupid. Yeah, why don't you show me you can do it? You know, and sometimes with an entrepreneur and their health, it's like, I want to get in shape. Okay, I want you to do one push-up a day. Okay, it's going to take me years to get in shape. Well, how many push-ups did you do last year? None. Then it's 100% improvement if you can show me you can do one a day. And we'll talk about what comes next if you can demonstrate one a day. And those silly, simple changes that create habit change in our brain, oh, our brain loves it because we have instant success. And very quickly, that one-off becomes 7 days of, wow. We look back and we go, look what I just did. And so we break through that ceiling of complexity very quickly by adding the things that can't fail.
It's so powerful because I mean, one of the things that you and I are in, you know, these mastermind groups together, and it's pretty amazing, Kathy. You know, there are some remarkable entrepreneurs, and we've both been in long enough that, you know, some of the individuals, you know, they kind of keep on reporting their progress, and it's like a whoa, you know, it's wow. And, you know, they're not necessarily the smartest guy or gal. They're not, you know, the most privileged or the right place at the right time. It's by, you know, taking those little steps and being very disciplined in the process, surrounding himself with a great team and really, you know, having a clear vision of what they want to accomplish. And they are accomplishing amazing things like you are in your business. And, you know, I'd like to believe I am with my team in our business.
You know, John, as you say that, that's exactly what I think about. As I look at the people that are in our business coaching groups and our networks, as you listen to those people, what they do best is they continue to set those goals. They continue to set those actionable items. And every 3 months, as we get together and we talk about what they've accomplished, now looking back at 3 months, it seems huge. But from day one, it's like, it was a small thing. In 90 days, it's a big deal. And so helping entrepreneurs, coaching them to take one action step, because we as entrepreneurs think, I have to tackle the world today. Yes, you do, one step at a time. And so because our brain feeds on success, that whole success breeds success, that's what makes it happen, is if I can figure out what's my one step, like the linchpin to change the world, what is that linchpin today that I can do again tomorrow and the next day and the next day? Because, yeah, we're all envious of, as they do stuff like that, it's like, wow, that sounds really good, how much they accomplished in 90 days. So, yeah, I would agree.
Well, what I like is the idea for going 10X. This is from Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach. Dan, the other day I had to cancel a meeting with him. We were going to do a webinar, and he wrote back. He says, don't worry about it, John. No problem. We've got the next 25 years together. We're going to keep on improving each and every time we're doing it. And the part I love about it is his mindset. He's just recently turned 70, and we have a partnership deal that we're doing. And he goes, John, you got to get in better shape. You know, we're 25 years, and you get these long-term visions of making a dent as an entrepreneur. Then all of a sudden, having great health is just so important. Being able to perform at a high level is really amazing. So, Kathy, this has been great. Let me go to the next segment. Book of the day. What would be your fellow entrepreneurs? What would you recommend that they put on their put on their bookshelf? They shouldn't do that. They should actually read
or listen to it. Yeah. Get it out and do something with it. Kind of the one I mentioned before is The Willpower Instinct, Kelly McGonigal. And the reason I mentioned that is because as highly successful individuals, we often are extremely self-critical. And overall, we may have extreme success in one area, but we tend to let one other area of our life, that may be our health, that may be our accounting, it may be our taxes, it may be cleaning the kitchen, it may be exercise. We tend to let an area of our life where we're not as successful overwhelm how we feel about ourselves. And so literally, The Willpower Instinct talks about how much more there is to making change and being successful than just gutting it out and having the willpower to get it done. And so being able to take those small things that get in our way and learning strategies, actual strategies to get them done. So how do I measure my really high success? and put into place, how do I bring this thing that I'm not so good at, like whatever, cleaning my kitchen or training or working out or whatever it is, how do I bring that over to this? Not by gutting it out, not by willpower, but actual techniques and tactics to getting it done.
Because I have found it's hard to do it by willpower alone. And as a matter of fact, I just bought the book because I want to read it too. Okay, so Kathy, let's go to the next segment here. This is the application of the day. On your smartphone, what would be one of the applications that you would recommend that your fellow entrepreneurs should have?
I end up using WhatsApp a lot. Just because of the amount of international work and the amount of conversations I have on my phone, I use that one a lot.
So tell me, I know they sold for a huge amount of money, and I never even heard of them. I forgot the dollar amount of the check that was written to acquire them. But tell me why I should have it, because I don't have that one. I got a lot of apps. I don't have that one now.
It was easy to download, easy to use. Internationally is why I primarily used it, or that's what got me started with it, was because every time I was working in Europe, someone would say, well, can we talk on WhatsApp? I'm like, what is that? I have my iPhone, and I'm so used to using that. But the ability to speak to both a domestic and an international audience is why I utilize that, and just ease of use.
And what are you doing with it now, too, Kathy? Is it a text? Is it a phone? Is it, what is it?
All of the above. It can be used. I mean, I primarily use it for texting, but I can use it to send links. I can use it to send photos. I can use it for everything, calling and so forth. So all of the above.
Okay. I will download it and try it because I'm doing a lot more internationally as well. Let's go to the next segment. And this is resources. And tell me, I'm going to put up on your website for Z Health. Let me shoot that up. What are some of the resources that are available to our fellow entrepreneurs here?
Because I believe so strongly in what drives entrepreneurs is getting things done and growing things and so forth, and we do so often forget our personal health and personal hygiene. Probably resources-wise, I would probably recommend thevisiongym.com.
Well, let me pull that up too, because I'm going to take a look at that as well.
Okay.
And so that's, we'll have all the links on the AESnation.com you can come to. But Kathy, tell us a little bit about the Vision Gym. I remember you mentioning it before. Quite honestly, I didn't take advantage of it. Going to need to do that. Tell us what it is. And I'm thinking that my eye's going to be lifting barbells or dumbbells or, how do we, what is it?
The idea that because my brain and vision are one and the same. And so because I'm going to spend so much time on my phone, so much time on my computer, my vision is getting really, really good at doing that. And so when I go outside and I want to do something different, when I go and I want to train for my health, when my energy and longevity in a day are directly tied to my vision, because vision is kind of my number one survival priority. When I can see stuff coming at me, I'm safe. When I can see the world around me, I'm safe. So vision and personal vision hygiene need to be looked at exactly the same as what food am I putting in my body? What movement training am I doing? If I shower every day, all those things need to be lumped into the same category as far as vision health. And the cool thing is our brain prioritizes vision as like really key. It prioritizes it, okay, I'll be better if I can see the world around me. I'll be safer if I can see the world around me. So it is a series of drills and then a series of assessments to make sure the drill is right for you. Because let's say, John, you can see really close up, but you can't see far away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then don't keep training close up all the time. It's time to train far away. So it gives you a one-to-one correlation. I'm going to do this drill. I'm going to see, did it make me better or did it make me worse? And just like doing any strength or flexibility training, the cool thing is the brain will immediately tell you, was that a good exercise or a bad exercise? And what you're going to hang on to with your vision training is only the good ones for now. Always do the good ones that make me better and better and better. so that as an entrepreneur, I'm thinking faster. My processing skills are faster. My ability to move, get out of the way of cars, cross the street, whatever it is, sit down, stand up without pain. All of those things are tied to my visual health. So it's a series of drills and assessments that let me know what's the highest payoff for me.
Nah, that's great. Well, let me do the last segment here. So I've been taking a lot of notes, Kathy, and let me just share, you know, with our fellow entrepreneurs. I mean, this is such an important area. I mean, it's health, I'm going to go as number one. All of us recognize that so often, you know, what we do is we give up our health in our earlier years to get dollars. And then what we find out in our later years, we got to give up the dollars back to get health. And we never quite get it that way. So why not start today? And certainly Kathy and her organization, Z Health, you know, have really provided some great tools. And I love the, you know, it's not about how much you can bench press, you know, for the guys as we were playing football in high school and all that. It's, you know, can you see well? Can you balance well? Can you move well? Just very powerful. And these are going to be elements that we need to have if we're going to have full engagement in entrepreneurs. In addition, from our professional side, it's so important to get, I mean, you have this unique ability, you're building these great businesses, to get it out of your mind, put it into action steps, to enroll your team, to make sure that you're making a difference. And definitely, the opportunity has never been better to be an entrepreneur. Kathy, I want to thank you and encourage everyone to go to aesnation.com, you know, see the show notes, all the links that Kathy and I talked about for all the information, and go out and above all, execute. Your family, your clients, all those future clients, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
Ordinary success? No way. You want amazing, remarkable, exceptional breakthroughs. Dig deep. Think bold. Drive hard. Watch yourself soar beyond your dreams. AESNation.com.